Okay, we're back. This is Scared Monkeys Radio. Of course, our favorite blogger at blink.com, our sister blogger, is here. I'm sure her audio will sound a little bit better than what's been going on. Blink, how are you?
I'm well, Dana. How are you?
I'm nowhere the damn, to be honest with you, but thanks for asking. I have been doing this show on and off for 17 years, and I've never had a failure like this. I know what it is. I know what the problem is. It's just getting it fixed. But we're running on bubblegum and paper clips tonight, but we'll get her going.
Well, that's okay. It worked for MacGyver.
Yeah, it worked for MacGyver. But, yeah, maybe MacGyver is what I need here. I'm not sure. Anyway, Jodi Arias, Boston bombing, all that sort of stuff. Let's just set that aside and go to the big news story that all the... you're wondering where I'm going with this. We're all the cable news people are covering national news and everything about the Reese Witherspoon arrest. Now, we can't worry about all this other stuff, but what about Reese Witherspoon getting arrested? Gosh darn.
I think she was arrested for disorderly conduct, and I think that she regretted it pretty quickly because her husband was arrested. Jim Toth, who is a heavy-hitting Hollywood agent, was also arrested. Was this a test to see if I would actually know this?
I knew you would. I knew you would. And I got to apologize to Klaus right now because she's going to grab this audio and put it up on the website and curse me for the rest of the evening. But listen, we thought we'd have some fun with that. If you go to blinkoncrime.com, you'll see Blink has posted a new posting similar to War and Peace about the Arias trial.
Well, I have that going for me, which is nice.
Yeah, there you go. What's going on with Jodi Arias?
Well, contrary to public opinion, I do not get paid by the word that this particular piece was just so kind of forensically intensive that I felt like I had to be very specific with the data points, which the net result of which was I do not believe that the tryst photos, the sexual pictures that were described in court to have been taken on the day of Travis's murder on June 4th actually occurred that day. I think that
really?
That was a manipulation of data.
Purposely?
Yes. One of the things that led me to that conclusion, Dana, if you read the piece, is
yep.
that introduced in court was the card which was removed and used for forensic analysis out of Travis's camera, saying that it was the one that was found in the washing machine. It's blue in color. You can see the pictures up there, but that's physically impossible. It does not fit in that camera.
Yeah, I'm beyond words with this trial. You know, I sat and I tried to watch her testify sometimes, and to be honest with you, I learned most of my information from your site as far as what's been going on with it, because she's painful when she's testifying.
Yeah.
And the defense attorney, I think you told me on a past show, he tried to get out of this and wasn't able to.
Correct.
And we can go back to the CBS program and all this sort of stuff. And is this Blinken thing, excuse the pun, ever going to go to the jury? The jury's asked questions, the judge, the defense lawyer, the prosecutor. I think they should bring in some people from the street now to ask some questions and take this thing 3 more months. You know, I'm not.
Well, you know, if you remember in the voir dire in the Casey Anthony trial, the judge, Belvin Perry, did threaten to go around and find homeless people with driver's licenses if they couldn't pick a jury.
Well, I know, and I shouldn't make fun of it. It is, you know, for the victim's family and all this sort of stuff. But what do the people think about the system in this particular state, and what's going on? Like, this is nuts. What's the dollar value going to be of this thing when it's all done?
Over, I think, $1.5 million was the last estimation to taxpayers. And that's, you know, in the event that we end up with a verdict, and I'll be completely upfront with you. I've told you this from the first conversation we had.
Yep.
If this jury does not hang, it will be, at a best, it will be a miracle. The defense just motioned for a jury instruction to include lesser included or a manslaughter charge which the judge has not ruled on. In addition, they have just filed for, this would be yesterday, what's called a sur rebuttal, which is a rebuttal to the prosecution's rebuttal. I'm inclined to think that based on what had gone on, that they will deny the sur rebuttal if they allow the jury instruction to include manslaughter as kind of a compromise. I don't know what I mean, in the rebuttal case so far, to be, you know, blunt, I'm not seeing anything that is rebut material that wasn't covered in the case in chief. So I'm a little bit at a loss as to, you know, this thing going in a circle, and it is going in a circle. There's, you know, we come back to the same situation, you know, and I hate to keep drawing the parallel, but it's true of not just high-profile cases, but in terms of the strategy of the prosecution, you cannot, I mean, you can, but you cannot really expect, you know, 17 people who then get, you know, drilled down, distilled down to 12 with the lottery when this goes to deliberation, but you really can't ask them to fill in the blanks on how the crime occurred when you're then going to ask them potentially to put somebody to death.
Yeah, a blink from blink on crime is here. Let's get away from Jody Arias for a minute or two here, and I want to get your thoughts because you're in the business, a blogger, a news reporter, an analyst, whatever you want to call yourself today. Let's talk about Boston a little bit. The bombing, the media, how they covered it. Is there some exploitation going on right now? Is it true? A blue American, North American, we're going to stand together and fight crime and tyranny, so to speak. Or obviously there's losers that are trying to benefit from this, but let's talk about Boston a little bit.
Well, my first reaction, if you're asking for that, is obviously shock and horror.
Yeah.
But I don't have a, you know, what I would call a, you know, specificity in the terrorism arena from a criminal analysis point of view. I do have colleagues that are strong in that. I didn't cover it particularly because it was mass covered, and I wasn't going to bring anything to the situation in my mind. And I'm not, you know, that's a red issue more when you're, because I knew exactly where this was going to go. But to that end, I was not at all surprised to hear that the FBI interviewed the older brother, and what I was shocked to hear was that his visa had expired when he visited Russia before he came back into the United States, and he was not on some watch list. He is looking at jihad, you know, the internet jihad videos, extremist videos, posting them himself. It would seem to me that's a recipe for somebody having a thorough background check and being on some sort of watch list, with that whole Chechenian mess being what it is. You know, what do people have to do these days? Walk down the street and say, you know, I'm going to blow stuff up?
What about the folks, I like to call them Joe and Mary six-pack out there, that are watching, the folks when the arrest was made, sitting and clapping their hands, shouting, high-fiving, the cops are getting all the credit in the world, which they deserve. Yet 2 weeks ago, we were complaining about the cops because they weren't doing this and they weren't doing that. What about that? Is it a fair portrayal of what really went on that we're seeing?
I don't know about fair portrayal, because for me, when I look at this, Dana, and this, if you looked at some of the analysts early on, Brad Garrett comes to mind. He's fairly common in the former FBI agent, fairly common in the, you know, talking head circles, with a background somewhat in assessing risk and terrorism risk.
Mm-hmm.
it was obvious just from the point of what happened that these two guys were probably standalone, what I'll call domestic grown. And they were. And, you know, when you have that and you have this, you know, you see this outcome of pure terrorism, this could have been much worse. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the younger brother actually killed the older brother by driving over him.
Yeah, I heard that.
Trying to get away. And they are apparently driven by, as has come out, wealth and fortune. Now, so for me, I don't even know how you radicalize someone who isn't really, you know, a Muslim extremist. I mean, this guy's not a suicide bomber. He wasn't looking for 72 virgins, unless he was looking to pay for them in Vegas with his wealth and fortune.
Hold on. I don't think you can find 72 virgins in Vegas. Can you?
That's a very good point. Well, for a night, everybody is, aren't they?
I'm sorry. Anyway.
No, that's okay. Comic relief. Levity is appropriate here.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you brought it up, I could feel my blood pressure rise. I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'm angry that I see a picture today of this 19-year-old individual who is an American citizen as of September 11th, 2012, walk past the 18-year-old child, excuse me, the 8-year-old child that was murdered, you know, seconds or minutes before. Let me tell you something. That's behavior that I would expect to see in some of the sickest, sadistic criminal profiles I have the unfortunate, you know, need on occasion to work on. It really just is. So as far as the coverage, when they had two runners on the front of, I believe it was the Post, and it said, FBI looking for these two, to find out, it wasn't them. And you have a kid who's posting, he was a runner, posting on Facebook, you know, I'm going down to the court.
Yep.
You know, we can't allow the media, and this is, again, one of the reasons why I didn't cover it. You can't do the manhunt unless you can confirm with law enforcement exactly and work cohesively when you have the public safety in your sights. You had people that were not caught, were not, you know, I'm all for citizens banding together, but when you have a situation like this, there's a reason why, you know, as an outlet or media outlet, blog, news site, whatever you want to call it, you can't come out there and say the FBI is looking for these two guys. Number one, they weren't looking for them.
No, for sure.
That, I don't know who, you know, where that, you know, came around. It might have been early where they were, you know, for all they know, they were showing photos of them because they had, you know, additional panoramic footage where they had identified the suspects. But when you do that, at some point, you have to realize also that when the suspect sees their face, you want police in a position to be surveilling that. Not because in reality, what happened. They squeezed them out.
Yeah, it's something. Blink from Blink on Crime is here, our sister blogger, and check that site of hers out. It's an awesome site to learn more about Jodi Arias, Casey Anthony, and all the other fine individuals that we talk about on our program. What do you think? You and I will be talking 2014 still about Jodi Arias?
I don't know about 2014, but I do believe that there are some holes in this case.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely optimistic. Let me say it a different way. If the best chance this case has going to verdict would be if manslaughter is added. On a personal note, I don't think she deserves it.
No, that's for sure.
But I'm also, and I say this respectfully, not happy at all with the performance of the prosecution and its analysts and law enforcement in this case.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a detective, the lead detective in the case, calling the prime suspect and telling that suspect, we're getting all these... people are saying, you're involved, you did it, and by the way, we're going to have warrants and subpoenas out the ying.
Yeah. No, it's something else. It's a story that... That will soon be told, the ending. I don't know if we'll ever hear it, but it eventually will come out in the wash, as they like to say. Blink from Blink on Crime. Again, my apologies for bailing out on you last night, and my apologies for the crappy audio that's happening tonight. But as usual, you were articulate and wonderful, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Be well, Dana.
Bye-bye.